Good morning and welcome to Health Minute here on KXCV. Karen W., I'm your host, Jeremy Werner. And joining us for our first Health Minute is Dr. Mac Yusufor, who is the new podiatrist for Mosaic Medical Center in Maryville. Dr. Mac, thank you for joining me this morning.
First question out of the gate is, what is it that got you into this field? Because I'm always curious as what gets people in their field. I feel like when you're a podiatrist and you work with feet a lot, right. Like there's got to be an interesting backstory, right? Or is it just something as simple as, oh, feet?
Oh, man. There is a story. I used to be a student athlete back in high school. I did break my ankles twice, and I actually went to a podiatrist who took care of me. And that was like the introduction to the podiatry, basically what I got. Now, was it because of that guy, like, you know, 20 years later that I decided to be a podiatrist? Probably not. But my sister's a podiatrist, so I kind of followed her path to where I am right now.
Were your parents podiatrists?
No.
Okay. Didn't know if it was like a family biz or not.
No, it's not a family business. No. So she convinced me to go to podiatry school, basically.
Okay.
So
as we were talking before we started recording, mm-hmm. you know, transparency, I have gout. I have broke my ankle in three mm-hmm. spots like over 10 years ago. What is it that you handle? Because that kind of all is in the same kind of area. So what is it that you handle through Mosaic?
So anything related to foot and ankle ailment, I pretty much handle. It's as per basis, because not everybody's the same. Some people require surgical procedures. We may plan surgical procedures. Some people just conservatively will be okay. We can do the conservative treatment. So it all depends on everybody. But anything generally associated with foot and ankle disease, I can take care of it.
And so, you know, for people who may not ever want to, you know, not to say you're not a great guy, but mm-hmm. have to be in your office for some issue.
Right.
I think, you know, first and foremost, because we use them all day, we walk on, we stand.
Right.
How do we take care of our feet?
So, number one thing, shoe gear. There are certain shoes that I always recommend men and women not to use. That's very important. Don't use anything that's tight, obviously. Hygiene is very important. A lot of times people just, you know, wash every other part of their body except their feet. It's very common. And then, washing the feet prevents like from getting like fungal infections or any kind of like bacterial infections or something like that. So that's one, right? A simple stuff like that will prevent a lot of, unnecessary visits to my office, let's say. Obviously, if you're a diabetic, you have to come and see me. That's the number one thing. People with diabetes, unfortunately, have a lot of issues with their feet. So even if you are well-controlled diabetes at least once or twice a year, stop by, make sure everything's functioning normal.
What would you say is the biggest thing that people don't do that could increase their foot health? The thing that you always see like, oh, why aren't you doing that?
So, again, as depends on a person. So one of the things that I mostly see, and it gets to the point that we get to the point of no return, are the diabetics. And I want to emphasize on that a lot, because people with diabetes like take care of everything else except their feet. And sometimes by the time I see them, it's like already too late. So that is a good sign. I know people feel that if I have a good heart and if I have sight, I'll be okay. But if you don't have your feet, none of that matters, because you can't walk around. You can't you can't get around. Who cares? You have a good heart. You're just going to be sitting on a chair. So that's what I usually see a lot. A lot of people just ignore, feet. It's covered with shoes and socks. You barely look at it. So if there's something you don't like, it's not supposed to be there, step by.
And why is it that diabetes affects feet so much?
So because feet are further away from your brain and your heart, there's two main systems that are affected, the circulation system and the nervous system in the feet. The nerves and your arteries of your feet are pretty much the smallest part of your body, furthest away from your, again, your heart and your brain, and then have the tendency to malfunction first. So with diabetes, there's a higher chance of formation of plaques in your arteries, and these little plaques will travel down to your toes and basically blocks off the circulation to the toes. There's that point you get either like an ulceration or open wound that doesn't heal because of the lack of circulation. And also the nerve part is a lot of people can't feel anything. So if there's a little pebble in your shoe and you're not aware of it, you constantly walk on it. And that creates an open wound. Like, and a lot of people don't check their feet. You know, that's the bottom of their feet. So only time they notice it if there's blood basically soaking or there's something coming out of the, on their sock. And, you know, that is like at a point that we have to get that fixed. Otherwise, it's going to turn worse. So that is the reason why a lot of people with diabetes have a tendency to unfortunately lose their feet, the circulation and the sensation. So simple exams, again, yearly, two, three times a year to check circulation will prevent a lot of these issues. To check sensation will prevent a lot of these issues with diabetes.
And, you know, when you say lose it, you know, mm-hmm. amputation.
Amputation, correct.
And is that the... So is that the only... I'm sure there's other reasons why to amputate a foot, mm-hmm. but it feels like that is the only one you hear about. Are there other reasons you might need to amputate a foot?
Oh, yes, of course. Unfortunately, you know, one thing with living out in colder areas, exposure to cold, you know, you start getting the chilblains and you get the frostbites, which causes blockage of your circulation to your toes. Some people have, high cholesterol issues that, again, they have just overall problems with circulation. That also knocks out the circulation going to the toes and to the feet. And lastly, trauma. Like, you know, something that traumatizes the foot causes a severe infection, and then there's no other way of saving other than just trying to, you know, unfortunately do an amputation and save whatever is possible.
So I asked that because I think, you know, people who lose appendages, it's fascinating, you know, seeing how they adapt then. Mm-hmm. Do you help or assist people after, you know, amputation of said foot?
Yeah. So here's a stat I want to put out there for, it's very important. After you have an amputation of a limb, within the next 5 years, you have pretty much a 50% chance of losing the other limb if you don't take care of it. And once you lose both limb, you have pretty much 80% chance of expiring within the following 5 years, because your life just goes through active to being very inactive, and it influences your overall health. So, afterwards, follow-up care with patients with amputations, there are stuff that we can do for them. As like, you know, if it is depending on the level of amputation, there are toe fillers, there are shoe gear modification, there are surgeries that make walking easier for them afterwards. So just because you lose a toe, it's not the end of all. So there's stuff that can be done to take care of them. The point is, we don't want this to extend and going up higher and higher and higher to the knee level, because that's when things go south really fast.
So, little bit of a TMI, but mm-hmm. I've lost several toenails over my life through injury and other stuff, mm-hmm. and I've always been curious, what's the point of toenails?
So, obviously we had them for different reasons when, you know, evolution has taken care of that. We used to use them for climbing trees and all this other stuff. Oh. But currently, the main important thing for me as far as having nails are concerned is they form... they're basically more of a protection of your toes at this time more than anything else. The tissue underneath your nail is really soft. The chances of injury to that bone underneath your nail, if you don't have any nail coverage or anything like that, is really high. So if you're a high-risk patient and you have, like, issues and you have no toenails, it's, again, very important that you be very careful, because there's really nothing protecting that bone underneath that thin skin layer. So right now it's mostly serving as protection of that bone than previously, you know, using it to climb trees and fight
beasts.
But that's what it is for now.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
But I guess the other thing in that same vein, which sounds like something a kindergartner would ask, but why do feet stink?
Different reasons. So it could be a fungal infection, could be a bacterial infection, it could be conditions caused by your nervous system that causes excessive sweating. You know, sometimes the material used in shoes, if it's a cheap leather shoe you bought, might make your feet stink. You know, simple stuff, socks, sometimes again, the type of lotions you use, if it's the perfume just doesn't match with your feet, it makes them stink weirdly. But there are underlying pathologies that might cause the sweating and then obviously the smelly feet. And there are solutions for it. So it's just, you can diagnose if it's a fungal infection, you take care of the fungus, the smell goes away.
Okay. So, yeah. When I ask all this, because I feel like out of everything on our body, our feet are the kind of last thing we know a lot about.
Yeah.
You know, per individual, what would you say is, you know, the thing that most people don't know about their own feet?
We have the most number of bones all over our body in our feet.
Really?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because we have a lot of bones in our feet.
Oh. So it's kind of like we don't know yet.
Well, obviously your feet are your weight-bearing surface of your body. So there's a lot of wear and tear. So there are a lot of bones, one for propulsion, you know, including, you know, with the muscles that we have, we also have a lot of muscles and nerves that go to our feet as well. So all of this, the structure of feet basically is meant for you to increase the chance of your survival. That's why people, God forbid, lose their feet, the survival rate just decreases, because there's a lot of things you can't do. So they're important.
Well, now I'm curious. What's the second part of the body that has the most bones?
The hands.
Okay. I was going to guess that. Yeah, the hands. And is that because we weren't bipedal at some point?
I want to say yes, probably.
Okay.
I wouldn't have to go back and review that, but most likely yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, what would you say is the most kind of interesting factoid about feet that you would almost say only people in your profession would know, and just like the everyday person would not know at all? Even though I feel like you just said,
bones and the muscles. Well, there are, the only thing I can always think about that, you know, a lot of people think ankle joints made of one joint, and a lot of people don't know that there's a subtalar joint. So everybody thinks, you know, the ankle and the foot just have one connection, but there's actually a joint underneath your ankle that allows your foot to kind of go inward and outward. So your up and down motion is done by your ankle joint, and the subtalar joint does the inward and the outward motion of your foot and your ankle.
Hmm.
So a lot of people just, again, don't know that. They just think the ankle is the one that rotates and lets them go up and down. So, but there's a subtalar joint that does the rotating and inside and outside movement of the, most of the inside and outside movement of the ankle.
Huh. So I guess the only other thing I have, I know we started out with, you know, taking care of your feet.
Mm-hmm.
For people out there who might have something wrong with their foot or something weird, or maybe they don't know what it is, what would you say is kind of a big red flag that, okay, you need to go see a podiatrist or at least see a doctor at the very least? What would you say is that telltale sign that should alert somebody to see a doctor?
So a couple of things. Obviously, pain is number one. If you have pain, there's something wrong. Our body's not designed to have pain. It's designed to withstand a lot of you know, basically wear and tear. So if you're having pain, that's a sign that you need to see a doctor. Swelling is another sign. Now swelling could be, again, simple swollen muscle. It could be arteries that are not functioning well. It could be, a lot of things, lymphatic system, your heart not functioning. So swelling is another thing that people just usually just look at it, like it's a little swollen, it will go away. there could be an underlying cause of that swelling. So it's really important. And obviously redness. If you have a lot of redness and you don't know where it's coming from, it could be a source of an infection, which we call cellulitis. So it could also be, you know, because of, again, like maybe a little stress fracture, broken bone, or something that you're not aware of that you cause. So those are the three things I would look for: pain, swelling, and redness.
Okay. Well, I think those are all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Your feet are important. Don't ignore them. As I mentioned before, a lot of times people just have this thing that if my heart's okay, I'll be fine. The rest is fine. If your feet are not okay, doesn't matter if the rest of your body's functioning or not. So, you know, come by and see me. Even if it's for something minor that you don't like, just come by. It's better to be like, say you're okay, versus waiting for it to get to a point that we gotta have to do something about it, more dramatic. So, that's about all.
All right, Dr. Mack, thanks for joining us this morning. Once again, that is Dr. Mack Yusufor, the newest podiatrist at Mosaic Medical Center in Maryville. He sees patients at Mosaic Medical Center in Maryville on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. He also sees patients at the Mosaic Life Care in St. Joseph on Monday afternoons and Thursday mornings. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your Health Minute here on KXCV KRNW.